Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
If you were with us at the top of the show last night, you know that as soon as we hit the air, I was pretty honest about my concern with regard to the fire that we got here in town. And I really could not get my mind off of my family because I don't live in the immediate area of where the fire was last night. But we were somewhat in the path of it, I suppose, if it had hopped the freeway. It was very close to a neighboring community of ours. In fact, if you go to our homepage on our website, www.philhendryshow.com, we have a picture on our homepage, a listener sent, of the fire burning right behind some homes in Oak Park. In fact, as I mentioned in the caption, the listener sent the picture. Maybe he's the guy who set the fire. Oh, what's up now? Maybe. It was an anonymous picture. I don't know who sent it. Also, go to the very bottom of the page, our homepage. You'll see a little thing that we do. It's called Phil Drives to Work. And I make these little movies only about a minute long as I drive to work. Today I was driving to work, and this is called Phil Drives to Work Part 2, and I caught the Burbank fire on film as I'm driving along the 101. I'm about ready to get exiting onto the 405 South to get over to our studios. And I'm talking on the phone to Michelle, and I also have the camera out the window showing the Burbank fire as it's burning. And so you may ask, what are you holding the steering wheel with? Well, guess what? I was the fourth star of Fahrenheit 69 premature evacuation. All right. No, I was holding the wheel and I had my hand. It wasn't very safe, but it's right there. Now it's funny because I had another movie that I'd actually made called Phil Drives to Work Part 2, which I really liked. And, in fact, I may put it up there, and it shows me driving, and you're listening to this jazz music, and then you see me exiting, and the film ends as I pull into a McDonald's drive-thru. Just go, you know, show this music, I'm get off, and then you just see the little, you know, the little yellow arrow? I'm just pulling in, just pulling right around the McDonald's, and I'm playing some John Coltrane jazz or something like that, so... It's just what I see as I drive to work and the music I'm listening to. Lately, I've had this Best of John Coltrane CD that I really like, so I listen to that a lot. Anyway, it's on the webpage. You can check it out. On the line from, I don't know where he's at right now. Where is he?
He's having dinner.
David G. Hall. David, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and I want to thank you for putting me on this segment of your program. I think you're going to find it an educational segment, and I think it's going to be informative for you and in your efforts at building a bigger audience for your radio show.
Now, as I told you when we had this meeting, I don't think that this is a good segment.
Why not? Just be honest with the audience. Why not?
Because I think it holds me up to some level. I think you're attempting to hold me up to some level of ridicule.
Phil, I can't. I can't even begin to tell you how much that is not true. I am trying to get you to see that there are certain things that one does to prepare for a radio show that you don't do. All right?
Yeah, but you, when we talked, you want me to read off a list of the things that I'm reading currently.
Yes.
And what I gathered from that is you're going to, quote, prove to me that when I read these things that I read, the audience is going to agree with you that it's worthless stuff.
It's not worthless. It just doesn't have anything to do with doing a radio show in America in modern times. It doesn't have anything to do. It really, to that extent, yes, it is worthless. And I told you that it was something I wanted to do, and I asked you to put together a list, correct?
I put together a list, yeah.
Of the books that you've been reading lately?
Yes, sir. I got it right here.
And I want you to read off.
You know what they are because we talked about them in the office.
No, I know that, but I want you to read off. And is Bud Dickman there? I need to know if Bud Dickman in the studio?
Yes, sir, right here.
He's here.
All right. I want you to read off what it is you read. And let's open the phone lines up, Bud. We'll push the first break back by a couple of minutes. And what I...
Whoa. Can I control the clock on my own show?
Well, yes, you can. Yeah, you can, but I because I'm on the air right now, I would like to moderate the flow of the show if you don't mind.
I think the audience will respect me.
Just let me do it. I'm going to push the first break back, Bud. Have you got the flashback coming up?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right, the flashback's when?
Going to be after the first.
It's going to be after.
Hold on, I'm talking to Bud. When's it going to be, bud?
It's going to be at that first break.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You can talk to me.
I want to talk to you about something else. What's the first book on the list that you're reading right now? Are you finished reading it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
And the reason that we're doing that...
The reason we're doing this is to show the people, to show you what people think of how disconnected you are from the culture. What is the book you read? What's the first list on the list?
It's called The Battle for Stalingrad.
Now, what's that about?
It's about the German attack on Stalingrad in World War II.
The German attack on Stalingrad in World War II. What year is it right now?
Look, David, I know...
Just humor me. What year is it right now?
It's 2005.
What year did they attack the city? I forgot the name of the city.
Stalingrad.
What year?
1940. The initial attack was in 1942.
1942. You're doing a radio show for an American audience in the year 2005, and this is what you're reading. Are you reading In Touch? Are you reading those magazines I said?
Yes, I read them all.
You read them all?
Yes, they're 30 pages long. I get through them and I read this.
What's the other book you got? What was that one?
Which one?
The other one about the war. You got one that a Jewish, some Jewish guy wrote.
It's called I Will Bear Witness.
What's that about?
So in other words, I'm telling this...
And you're telling the audience. Tell the audience what this book is you're reading. I Will Bear Witness. What is it?
It's a diary that a guy kept.
A diary of what?
He was a Jewish guy that survived living in Nazi Germany. It was a diary he kept from 1933 to 45.
A Jewish guy living in Nazi Germany and a diary that he did what?
He kept it to see so he could record what happened to him.
And when did he do this?
1933 to 45.
And what year is it now?
If your point is that I'm...
My point is this. First of all, way too much... What is this with Nazis? I don't understand this.
Yeah, what is that?
Shut up, bud. What is that?
I have an interest in that period of history.
That's two books about Nazis? What's the next one?
The next one's not about Nazis.
Well, what's the next one called?
The other book is called Jefferson, Author of America.
What's that about?
It's about Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. When was he alive?
David, if your point is that all of these...
My point is, you're reading stuff that nobody has got any interest in. Nobody... Look at Phil, don't get me wrong. I think history is a very vital subject. I think... And they teach it, and kids need to know it. But what are you... You're doing a radio show. What do you think? You're on NPR? You know, I got the feeling that you think you're doing some kind of a public tele... What do you think? You're Bill Moyers? I got you doing a comedy show. Do you understand that?
And it's something that I read in my spare time.
In your spare time, you ought to be reading In Touch. People. Us. The things that people are reading. The daily newspaper. The websites.
I do all of that stuff.
And then you still have time to read this. What is it? I forgot. What is it called?
Jefferson, Author of America.
And that's who? That's Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
He's the guy with the Declaration, right?
Yeah, Declaration of Independence. He was also president.
Yeah, in what year?
1800 to 1808.
1800 to 1808. How about that? What's the other book?
I got a couple of them here.
What's the other book? So we're going to go through all the books. What's the other book?
The other book is a thing called Theodore Rex.
Theodore Rex. What's that?
I don't like the attitude.
What's Theodore Rex?
It's about Theodore Roosevelt.
And when did he... Where was he?
What was he? He was president.
I know what he was. When was he around?
Theodore Roosevelt was president at the turn of the century.
Well, at least we're moving up from Thomas Jefferson. At the turn of what century? Wasn't the 21st? Because I happen to know Bill Clinton was president. So who's the president at the turn of the last century?
Theodore Roosevelt.
You see the point I'm making here, Phil? Do you understand?
Look, it's just reading that I like to do. What I'm trying to... If it gives me a...
Okay, what are you, Bill... You think you're Bill O'Reilly? You think you're Sean Hannity? Those guys do informative shows. You are a clown. That's all I hired you to do. Make me laugh. All right?
And wait a minute. I don't like the idea that I got to be an idiot to be a clown.
Who says you got to be an idiot? Why don't you read something that was written within the last 5 years? What's the next one?
Well, the next book, I think, was written in the last 5 years.
What are the people here to list? What's the name of it?
It's called The Effect of the Black Plague on Medieval Life.
The Effect of the Black what?
Plague.
Get on that, bud.
What do you mean? the Black Plague.
It was a disease that killed 20 million Europeans. It was a Holocaust. It was,
you know, all right, now here, this will give me, what's the last book that you have on your list?
David, you're making your point.
What's the last, I want everybody to hear, what's the last book that you're reading that's on your list? What is it?
Mein Kampf.
What is it? Say it louder.
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf. There we go. You got a thing with Nazis, Henry.
No, wait a minute.
No, you listen to me. You got a whole thing with Nazis. I don't know what it is. What's with that mustache you're growing?
I'm not growing a mustache.
Yeah, it's a little black one and everything.
Shut up, bud. What's that mustache? Is it black or something? Is it like an Oliver Hardy job?
No, I got a goatee.
How come you're walking around goose-stepping?
What are you talking?
I seen you walking around.
I got a bad back.
Got a bad back?
Yeah.
All right, why'd you give me the Heil Hitler salute?
Oh, come on, David. My shoulder was hurting me.
You give me the Heil Hitler salute? I want to know why you're reading up on Nazis and why this Hitler book. Why are you reading Adolf Hitler's book?
I don't know. I got an interest in history.
You got an interest in history? That's not even legitimate history. That guy was a screwball. You're reading that?
It's, you know.
Why are you bald?
What do you mean, what?
Why are you shaving your head bald?
I am bald.
Yeah, but you keep it real tightly. You got it real high and tight. Why? I'll tell you why. You got some skinhead thing?
Yeah, skinhead thing?
Shut up, bud. What is it?
Come on, David. I look like a freak with a bald head and long hair. I keep it close, cut off, because my wife likes it.
Is he crying?
Looks like he's going.
I'm not crying. I'm losing my freaking patience.
Mein Kampf, huh? You know who wrote that, don't you?
No, tell me.
The point that I'm making here, Phil, is this. What you read has nothing to do with anything. The stuff you're reading's got nothing to do with anything. What people are interested in today is stuff that's happening now.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe people would be knowing a little bit more about what's happening now if they knew more about history?
I don't go down that road with me. You and I have had that argument long before this. And you know I disagree with that.
Well, I happen to think you're wrong, man. We wouldn't be so freaking confused today if we knew a little bit about the history of this planet.
Oh, look at you giving a speech now. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what you think, and it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what those people out there think. And those books you just read off, I don't know a human being that would even begin to tell you what any of them's about. Stalin who? What is that about Stalin that you said?
Stalingrad.
What's that?
That's the name of the city.
That's another Hitler kind of a guy, wasn't he?
He was the guy. Stalingrad was a battle that they had in World War II.
Here we go with World War II, Nazis, everything with Nazis. Where'd that start? You know, I'm looking at you and I'm watching, and then you come to work and you film a fire. I bet you like the way those things look at night. The Nazis like bonfires.
You know, you're taking this opportunity to berate me because I'm on the air right now, and you think you've got a sympathetic audience. I don't think so.
Oh, bull crap, Henry. Open the phone lines up right now. You're going to get people calling in saying Theodore Rex, Jefferson, all of that stuff may be well and good at a cocktail party, and maybe you'll, impress the wife of some COO, might even have yourself a little night in a hotel with her. But let me tell you, when you're doing a radio show...
A night in a hotel. I'm a married man.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, a radio show...
I happen to be a married man.
Whatever. A radio show is something that you got to do with an eye toward contemporary times and reading a book about... what was that black... What was it? Black who?
Black Plague.
What was that anyway?
It was a disease.
Oh, man, you are a real load of laughs. Nazis and diseases.
Yeah, you're a load of laughs.
Shut up, bud. I'm telling you right now, go to the break.
All right, we're late for the break.
Go to the break. And then we're coming back, we'll take some calls.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. We got a flashback coming up. We're going to have to do the flashback now after the bottom of the hour.
It's not my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault, okay?
Well, you're intimate.
We took the break late. is all I'm saying. We took the break late, so it pushes the flashback to the other side of the thing. And we'll do that. We have a flashback by request. David G. Hall is on the line. We're talking a little bit about reading and the kinds of books that I read, apparently, according to you, and you don't mind telling everybody, have nothing whatsoever to do with a modern talk show.
So let me ask you something. What's the newest book that you've read? Don't forget about that Black Plague. What's the newest book you've read lately?
I read Plan of Attack.
And what is that?
That's by Woodward. That's about Bush.
Well, that's about Bush. I mean, I'm talking about culture. American.
What do you want me to do, man? Go out and read the biography, the collected works of Jennifer Lopez?
Well, that's pretty funny, Phil, the collected works of Jennifer. I'm asking you to...
You know what? I've been cast in a television show, right? An NBC sitcom. I'm going to be up to my rear end in popular culture in about 3 weeks. Okay?
Well, boy, ooh, you better what? You better hope NBC ain't listening.
They understand. Can't a guy relax?
Relax? You're relaxing reading about Nazis and the Black Plague? That's what I'm talking about.
1-800-449-8686. Patrick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. I want to speak to David G. Hall.
Yes, sir.
Phil has the right to read whatever he wants. I mean, you know, if anyone's a Nazi, it's you.
I bet you think you just made a really great point, and you're just going to kind of sit there and...
No, really. I want to try to read Mein Kampf.
Well, good for you. So why don't you go ahead and start yourself a little skinhead club?
And besides, if Phil's just bald, he didn't shave his head.
1-800-449-8686. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I kind of agree with the last caller. And, you know, Phil, you can read, you know, that's your own personal preference. Whatever you want to get into,
that's
your
very
problem,
nice, sir.
Man.
So you've stacked all these calls,
you
Phil.
Started talking about
right.
some of this.
1-800-449-8686.
Well, you know what?
You don't have to hang up on those guys.
I told Bud to hang up on them.
Why?
Because they're obviously stacked in your favor.
Wait, man. These guys are saying that I can read whatever I want.
Look at those imbeciles that you just had on the air there. The last thing they read was the tire pressure on the side of their wheel just to see how much air they ought to put in it. That's the only thing those guys know how to read. Let me see. I don't know. 28 pounds? The point I'm trying to see what I'm saying? So in other words, everybody agrees with me. And
I don't think so, man. And the fact of the matter is, you coming on my radio show and talking to me about this, you knew well in advance, and all that stuff about me growing a black mustache and goose-stepping.
You're walking around there with a big stiff-legged walk.
I got a bad back.
How come I saw you wearing knee-high black boots?
I wasn't wearing knee-high black boots, man, and I wasn't saluting you with a Sieg Heil. Can you imagine how stupid that is? Walking up, hi, David, Sieg Heil.
Well, you know, when you say hi to somebody, you wave your arm, you could be doing a Nazi salute. And that whole bald-headed thing, I don't know, I've had a lot of people say, you're Aryan blood, man, it's just screaming out these days. Just watch it, okay? And watch how many flyers you're taking pictures of.
Yeah, fine. Thanks a lot.
Bug off.
No, you bug off. You put him up to that, I know it.
I understand the books you read.
You don't understand the books I read, man? You'll never be able to understand. Look, I could be reading a freaking Jughead and Archie comics, you wouldn't understand it. That's way over your head, man. What?
What do you mean, Jughead? What's that about?
Jughead?
I got an FCC on my back. All of a sudden, I get done talking to you about Nazis and Hitler, and now you're coming out with Jughead.
See ya.
Don't you hang up.
All right, we got a flashback by request coming up here on the Phil Henry Show. By the way, did you see, Mark pointed this out to me. What show was that, Entertainment Tonight or Fox News? Somebody's got Peter Jennings, who? The Inside. They got Peter Jennings' will, his last will and testament. The will that he leaves. The document that contains how you want your assets, your effects to be dispersed. They're reading it. They're pouring it right out on the air. He had this much property. He's got this many people in his family. They got a hold of the guy's will, and they're blasting it all over the planet Earth. And then, if that wasn't bad, see, I just think that's kind of an invasion of privacy, but then what do I know? In other words, Phil, if you got a hold of Peter Jennings' will, would you read it on the air? No, I wouldn't. You're a liar, Phil. No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't even occur to me. Then after that, I look at the screen, and there's Pat O'Brien strolling through some kitchen in New Orleans. I thought that guy was in the nut house. Didn't they put him away in a booby hatch? I swear to God, I thought he went in the nut house. The last I heard from him, he was trying to pick up on some chick while he was sitting with his wife in a dance joint, talking dirty to her on the phone, coked out of his skull. Now I look up, he's about 10 pounds lighter. He's in a seersucker suit. He's all jacked up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We haven't talked in a while to the head of Ted Williams, and we will visit the Lerner Cryogenic Lab in Scottsdale, Arizona, to speak with, forgive me, what's left of Ted. I don't know what, how am I supposed to say it?
What's left of him?
To speak with what's left of Ted Williams. And he is very irascible, given the fact that he is just a head. And, so what I would ask this evening is that we not ask him, say, how are you holding the phone? Because he gets really upset. Someone props it up on a book next to his head, or next to what he is, which is a head. Now I'm going to.
Nice job.
I'd like to see you beat it, man. So I'm going to read now to you our flashback request. This comes from Scott and Victoria in St. Louis, and they write, Phil, my wife being Spanish and myself, we love the Argentinian guy you have on the show, Rudy Canoza, the La 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 guy. Would you please play Rudy singing Ashley Simpson's La La song? That character makes us laugh so hard. Thanks, and we love you from St. Louis, Scott and Victoria. Here we go. Rudy Canoza. This gentleman has requested to come on the air because you were on my show before, sir.
Yes, I was on your program. This is Rudy Canoza. I am the owner of Jetem Lingerie.
Yes, sir. I recall you.
I was at the time told by one of your callers that I was a pig and a liar.
Were you insulted by one of my callers?
I was certainly insulted by one of your callers, who was an Argentinian woman who claimed that I was a liar. Because I had expressed on your program.
You're the gentleman who was talking about your products, your lingerie.
But I was also speaking of a tradition among Argentinian men. When you see a woman who is attractive, a woman who you wish to make feel special, you go to her with what we call the lala.
Now I remember. And I do recall your conversation with a lady. I can't control my callers.
You can't control your callers, I understand. But I wanted to at least afford myself the opportunity, if I could, to prove to you that this is, in point of fact, something that does exist in my culture and has transported itself to American culture. Currently, there is a very popular song that's currently out. It's Ashley Simpson. And
That's the sister of Jessica Simpson.
To my understanding, yes, I'm not sure, but she has a song called La La.
And, she has a song out now called La La?
Yes. I think it's called You Make Me Wanna Go La La. And so I called and sent the record over to your engineer.
You have that, Mark? And you have it queued up to the spot? So what do you want us to do?
I would like you, if you would, to play and for your audience to hear.
Or if we're queued to the spot, because I can't take the whole night.
I understand, sir. If you would do me the pleasure.
Go ahead, hit it. All right, I got it. Okay. How do I get back to just hit which one? Hit Q. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
You see, there, right there. She's You Make Me Wanna Go The La La. Now.
All right, so you feel that you were trivialized?
Well, I was not only trivialized, but this cow from Argentina.
And please don't refer to my callers, my female callers, that way?
Well,
I understand that you feel...
I was insulted by her.
I know that, but I would rather my female listeners not be referred to as cows.
But you had this woman from Argentina call. She said, and I'll never forget until the day that I rot in the earth, I'll never forget her words. If a man came up to me and said, la la, I would think he's some kind of a retard. And I will never forget that until the day I die, as I lay dying. I will remember that cow. The cow said that I was...
I don't want the word cow.
Forgive me, but can we...
Go ahead and play it again. Bud, have you got it?
Yeah, I got it right here in CD changer 3, 2, 1.
Don't count it down. Just hit the button, man.
I thought you said turn it up.
Jesus! Yeah?
You see, well, And
I said no.
Well, all right, but the woman called. She said, if a man said la 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 to me, I would call him a retard and I would run for my life. I have spent my life making women feel better about themselves. I spent my life trying to make a woman feel as if she is more than just a woman, that she is almost Greek in her stature, almost as if she is part of the pantheon of the gods. And for that cow, and yes, I will say the word, Mr. Henry, you cannot tell Rudy not to say the word. For the Argentinian cow to call and to say that if a man said to me the sacred la 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 la, I would think he's a retard.
Dude, you gotta understand.
I understand to your culture that's strange, but that Argentinian cow, she knew.
Well, so what are you telling me? That she did this just to embarrass you?
Of course she did to embarrass me. It is my theory, and of course I cannot prove this, but it is my theory. She is a woman that I knew at one time in Argentina, who I told, you are dismissed now. Leave my home. I'm no longer interested in your cow. I told the cow to leave. The cow became upset, and the cow decides to call your program and call Rudy a retard. Cows will do this.
Can we play one more time?
Yes, please.
I'm not doing a music show here.
No, I understand that, but I am right now. I'm at UTM. I'm closing up, and I see the cows come in, and I see them want to look good, and I will say to them, once they look good, I will say, well, there you go. And they walk out, sort of with a quizzical look on their face.
Dude, I got to tell you, it just ain't anything I think American women are going to get, you know? And
the American women love it. They appreciate it. But the cow from Argentina, she does not understand. And so this is why I say, please understand culture, ladies and gentlemen, before you criticize it. Right there, Ashley Simpson singing a song. I will do anything. I will get on the ground. I will grunt like a hog. This is what the Lala does. You can make a woman grunt like a farm pig.
And you like that, huh?
Word.
Okay, there's Rudy. And you know what I dig about Rudy is he speaks in that very quick cadence that dubbed English movies sound like. In other words, when the Spanish, in order to get the English to fit in to the time it takes to speak the Spanish so that the movie is dubbed somewhat in time, you have to speak, the English actors have to speak a very unnatural thing. So they say things like, I was there when the Nazis were there. You were not there. I know, because you were not there. You know, it's like, come on, hurry up, will you? We got to let. I want to make love to you, just as if you were hanging from a chandelier. How do you feel about that? Ah, I can see that you like that. You know, cows will do this. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Covering all kinds of news is the Channel 19 News team, and with us is Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Center right now. And Don, how are you this evening?
Well, Phil, it's pretty difficult to do a news thing.
I'm sorry? You got a phone. Better get another phone.
No, it's not the phone, Phil. I'm actually wearing protective masks. Because of the fires, it's very polluted.
Who?
I said it's very polluted. And so,
oh, you're wearing a mask because of the fires, because it's very polluted.
Yes, yes. And I want to know when you're going to wrap this up, because I have to go to the bathroom.
You got a what?
I have to take a...
I don't understand him.
What are you saying, Mr. Berman?
I said I have to go and take a
You gotta go and take a what?
You gotta take a picture?
You have to take a picture?
No, you idiot. I gotta take a picture.
Oh, he has to go. Okay. All right, well, we'll, I can't understand anything. You gotta get the mask off.
I don't need the mask off. I don't know what's the matter. You think I wanna do it?
I can't understand you saying I'm gonna do an interview about the freaking nightly news. All right, you know what?
Look, just be a professional going forward.
What?
Be a professional going forward.
Okay, Don Berman's here from the Channel 19 News. He's wearing a surgical mask because the pollution from the freaking fire may give him lung cancer. Take it away, Don.
What an asshole. Boy, that's too bad. You know, Donald Trump is easy in Putin.
Hey, man, nobody's got the patience to listen to your freaking opinion. What's happening tonight on the news?
Tonight on the Channel 19 News, we're going to be talking about the fire that I threw myself over the moon point.
Also, some interesting baseball news. The Angels are going to be in the playoffs. If you got your ticket, go tell me how to get an Angel playoff ticket. Tell me how to get one into it.
Jesus.
What?
Okay, thank you very much. Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
No, I insist. What?
I didn't understand a thing you said. I don't think anybody else understood anything you said. Are you insane? You're a newsman. You're supposed to be in the middle, even if it's going to kill you.
Oh, really? What are you continuing to mean?
Look, a news guy can't sit there protecting himself. You got to be right in the middle of the pollution, man. Look at that guy. What's his name?
Who?
Remember the guy that painted himself up like a black guy?
Are you kidding me? What do you mean?
You ain't never heard of that?
No.
No, who?
The guy's name was John Griffin Dunn, right? Remember that movie, that book, Black Like Me?
What are you talking about?
You guys never heard of Black Like Me.
What did he do? Did he put on shoe polish?
No, you jackass. This is a really great writer named John. I think his name was John Griffin Dunn. And he took injections and he changed the pigment of his skin. And he went down to the South. He shaved his head bald. And he went down to the South like he was a black guy, see?
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
Because he wanted to document exactly how African Americans were living in 1950s America. And he didn't think that anybody would believe a black writer, so he's going to be a white writer, and he changed the color of his skin.
What did he do to me?
Well, here's a cat man that's, you know, he's risking disease and death by injecting his body with chemicals because he's a real journalist and he's going to go down and get a story, and you're sitting in a freaking newsroom with a surgical mask on and someone bringing you coffee.
Are you calling me chicken? You don't know what I'm doing. Hey, bud.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know something? He was on the phone scene.
Yeah, it's the truth.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Brandon.
What are you guys talking about?
Hey, bud. Those things are Brandon.
Yeah, he does.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Gay.
Yeah.
That's what's coming up on the Channel 19 News. Aren't you glad you listened for that one? Don Berman with a mask on. Yeah, a leather mask. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Joining us from the, I had it wrong, the Lucchese Cryogenic Lab in Scottsdale, Arizona, is Mr. Ted Williams, who is simply what's left of him is his head, and it's being kept alive. Mr. Williams, how are you?
I'm fine.
I know that this is something that you don't particularly enjoy, but we do pay you an honorarium for appearing on our program, so I would appreciate you being as forthright.
Yeah, I understand that. That's fine.
Okay, but are you... You sound a little angry.
No, please don't psychoanalyze me, okay? Hold on. Hey, you. Is that a flatline? I gotta, you know, it's gotten to the point now where I gotta look at my own readouts because they got a guy here eating a sandwich and he's reading Sports Illustrated. He's wearing that white pair of pants and a white smock and those big, thick petroleum based shoes and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Oh, man, he doesn't care if I live or if I die.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you a person or are you just a head?
I'm a person. I don't understand the nature of the question.
Well, I mean, it's very difficult. You know, I suppose you could say that it's tough at some point. How much of a man is left if there's only his head left, you know?
Well, I'm sitting talking to you.
Hey, Mr. Williams, my name is Bud Dickman.
How are you?
Fine. We just want you to know we're head over heels on our program for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that just cute? You're head over heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really just gave everybody, when we knew you were going to have you on our show, a heads up.
Yeah, you feel heads up.
You guys want something, or do I got to talk to retard one and two tonight? What do you want?
I wanted to ask you about steroid use in sports.
Uh-huh. What about it?
What do you think about it?
What do I think about it? I'd rather be using steroids right now than just be a head. I'm in a dish right now. What do you want from me? I sit and spend my time in a dish. Dish. D-I-S-H. A dish. A serving tray. I'm actually in a serving dish. All right? that's got some kind of fluid in it and tubes coming out of my nose. So you say to me, what do I think about steroid use? I say, it's fine. I'd use steroids.
But then you'd get a swelled head.
Go to hell.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.